My name is Barton Gilbert, and I'm a retired Brigadier General in the United States Army with over 40 years of service. I have also been a member of the Vietnam Veterans of Diablo Valley since 1997, and I'm going to give you some information about the Medal of Honor. It is the highest and most prestigious military decoration that can be awarded to a United States service member. The Medal of Honor is awarded by the President of the United States in the name of the United States Congress. It is a recognition that is bestowed on military service members who have sacrificed and served above and beyond the call of duty. This medal is earned, not won. Recipients often bear a heavy burden, as the medal represents and symbolizes all who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. The Medal of Honor is the oldest continuously issued combat decoration of the United States Armed Services. It should be further noted that many of the medals are awarded posthumously. Recipients distinguish themselves conspicuously by gallantry and by being bold in the face of danger, risking loss of life above and beyond the call of duty. The act of valor must occur during one of three circumstances. One, while engaged in action against an enemy of the United States. Two, while engaged in military operations involving conflict with an opposing force. And three, while serving with friendly forces engaged in armed conflict against an opposing force which the United States is not a belligerent party. The first Medal of Honor was awarded in March 1863. Since that first award, over 40 million Americans have served in the armed forces of the United States, with just 3,536 service members having earned the Medal of Honor. In closing, I would like to add that the Vietnam Veterans of Diablo Valley is extremely honored and proud to have two Medal of Honor recipients from the Vietnam War in our organization, and they are Major James A. Taylor, U.S. Army retired, awarded the Medal of Honor on November 19, 1968, for risking his life to save the lives of a number of his fellow soldiers, and Sergeant Major John Caviani, U.S. Army retired, awarded the Medal of Honor on December 12, 1974, for risking his life by alone attacking a wave of enemy forces to allow the rest of his platoon to escape. Thank you for listening.